With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn of From What Culture Football.
And I'm Andrew Pollard from What Culture Football.
And we are here with your daily football news update. Before we get into it though, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Football, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily football podcasts. Well, we start with a story about Tottenham Hotspur. So let's cross over to our all or nothing expert, Andrew Pollard. Andrew, what can you tell us on the latest for Dele Alli?
Cheers, Jeff. The latest on Dele Alli is that his time at Tottenham Hotspur is seemingly coming to a close, which is a little bit of a shock. I'll be honest. Obviously, he started the opening weekend Premier League game for Spurs against Everton, was substituted at half past time. At half time, he was booked by Jose Mourinho. And so that wasn't great. And then if anybody has seen All or Nothing, it seems like he's got not a frosty relationship with Jose, but there's lots of kind of half joke jibes towards Dele Alli for being lazy and for being a poor trainer. And it is the way that Jose puts it across is it comes across as, like I said, it's kind of, oh, it's tongue in cheek and he's just having a laugh. But you know that there is at least some nugget of truth in all of this. Completely omitted from the matchday squad for Spurs' win over Southampton yesterday. A very dominant win for Spurs. Son in my fantasy football team doing me a whole load of good. No Dele Alli, not even in the squad, not on the bench, not involved in the slightest. And that in itself has been followed up by a story from Fabrizio Romano, who is, again, one of the most trusted sources on the planet, who said that, Spurs have been just offering Dele Alli out to whoever wants to take him. There was the possibility of him going to Real Madrid as part of the Gareth Bale deal. He was offered there on loan, but Real Madrid went, "No, we're all right, thanks." And now it looks like Paris Saint-Germain have kind of taken a lead in the race to sign Dele Alli, and they've opened talks with the player's agents. No fee's been agreed with Spurs as of yet, but yeah, I mean, he's been technically been a Spurs player for five seasons. That first season, of course, he was loaned back to NK Dons, but he's part of the furniture of the team that Pochettino built. He had this breakout year in 2016-17 where he got 22 goals in 55 games, followed that up with 14 and 50 from midfield, just a key part of that side with Christian Eriksen, Harry Kane, Son. But it looks like it's all over. It's very much nothing, not all for Dele Alli when it comes to his time at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Yeah, it really feels like he's lost his way over the last year or so. And from all you've told me about this relationship with Mourinho, it's only ever going to end one way. I saw Mourinho protesting last night on Match of the Day too. That it's just, I mean, they do have a mad fixture list over the next sort of, 7 days? I think they've still got three more games or something. Like, 5 games over 10 days, I think it is, for them. So he was insisting that it was just squad rotation, but very timely squad rotation, I thought. I think he would be a great signing for whoever picks him up. But like you say, it's with the caveat of you can sort of tell that if Tottenham Hotspur are letting him go, there's clearly some issues there about, you know, whether it's jokey or not, about his mentality, let's say.
Yeah, and some people are saying maybe he's already peaked, that he peaked maybe two seasons ago. I mean, the player's only 24 years of age still, so there's a lot still to come from Dele Alli, I'm sure, and he is a fantastic player on his day, but I can't think who it was now. I want to give them credit, and I can't because I can't remember who it was, but somebody put across a really clever point of maybe people bigged him up too soon, and we put him on this pedestal of being this world-class footballer, and maybe never quite was there. And this is the reality, is how he's been in the last season or two, which he's been great, but it's just not as consistent as he was those previous two seasons. And a fun story that I saw was that Spurs have got an interest, reportedly, in Jesse Lingard for $30 million. Yeah, for $30 million from Manchester United. And it's like, you're telling me that you've got a spot for, hypothetically, for Jesse Lingard, but you haven't got a place for Dele Alli. I'm not having that whatsoever. And maybe there's a swap deal there to be had for both parties, and Dele Alli ends up at Old Trafford. Stranger things have happened. But yeah, the fact that Paris Saint-Germain are looking at him, Paris Saint-Germain go after the big name top stars, and there's clearly a very good footballer there, but it just looks like that very good footballer isn't going to be kicking the ball around for Spurs any longer, which is it's a strange one. But yeah, I'm expecting him to be out the door sooner rather than later.
Speaking of transfers, let's move on and talk about Arturo Vidal, who looks set to seal his move from Barcelona to Inter Milan in the next 24 hours. He's there in Milan today having his medical. Of course, reuniting with Antonio Conte after they won three successive Serie A titles together at Juventus. Inter Milan, by the way, haven't started their Serie A season yet. They will play Fiorentina on Saturday, and Lionel Messi sent a lovely message to Vidal on Instagram as this move seemingly looks set to be concluded, saying, "I only knew you from facing each other and you always seemed like a phenomenon to me, but later I was lucky to meet you personally and you surprised me even more. They were 2 years sharing many things and you made yourself heard a lot. The players are going to miss you, Arturo. I wish you all the best in this new stage at your new club. We will cross again for sure. P.S. Take me with you." Oh, sorry, that last bit I may have added myself, but a lovely message and a good signing, I think, for Inter Milan.
Yeah, a very good signing. Yeah, I'd not seen that Messi message. I was expecting something like Shawshank Redemption with like a letter of like, "Wait for me," sort of thing out there. Of just Messi of like, "Damn it, you're the one that got out. Put a good word in for me with Antonio, please, bruv." Yeah, it's a great signing for Inter Milan. A player that's proven in Italian football. And a player who it seems like Barcelona spent the last 12 months trying to get rid of. And now he's gone, and thinking it's probably a very good get for Inter, frees up a wage for Barcelona, and again the stories of Barcelona are very much looking down the side of the sofa to see if there's any spare change down there right now, because they're desperately trying to raise funds to sign players. So getting players off the books is one way to do that. And yeah, for Inter, they get a hell of a footballer there. You've still got a good few years in the tank for me, especially in Serie A. I think he'll fit right into that Inter team and just brings a whole wealth of experience. Yeah, whole lot of love for Arturo Vidal from me.
Yeah, and as we keep saying, Serie A is shaping up to be a brilliant season in the Italian leagues. I can't wait to see what happens in that league. And I think it's a sensational sign for Inter and a big loss. I don't understand why Barca want to let him go, aside from, spare any change, basically.
Yeah. But on the other side of that, there might be finally an incoming at the Camp Nou. Yes, in the form of Eric Garcia from Manchester City. Now, this is a player who Barca have been linked with for the last 6 months or so, really. Because, he started, I think it was 13 appearances he made in the end for Pep Guardiola's Man City this season. Still only 19 years of age. Made his Spain debut this very month in the 4-0 win over Ukraine, where Sergio Ramos scored twice. Came on for Ramos, actually. But yeah, Eric Garcia, this one's been rumbling away for months. It looks like it might finally be happening for a fee in the region of 80 million euros. That being reported by Albert Roque. And there's a signing, maybe, possibly, after being linked with Gini Wijnaldum, after being linked with Memphis Depay, after being linked with anybody that seemingly was Dutch at one point, obviously being linked with Donny van de Beek before he went to Manchester United. And it looks like Ronald Koeman is going to get someone through the door. And this is a player who knows Barcelona very well. Mm-hmm. He was there as a youth player from 2008 through until 2017 when he went to Manchester City. And the fact that even Pep Guardiola came out about 2 months ago and said that, the player wants to leave, he wants to go to Barcelona. We kind of expected this deal to happen. And it looks like it finally maybe getting to be a done deal.
About damn time is what I say. Just very quickly on Gini Wijnaldum, they were talking a lot about him, of course, in the Liverpool-Chelsea game yesterday. Liverpool would be stupid to let him go, wouldn't they?
Oh yeah, totally. But I'm a big Gini Wijnaldum fan.
He's not just a fringe player who like, we don't really need him. And I know, on occasion he comes off the bench, but when he does, like he scored huge goals for them in previous seasons, and he just, like, that mesmerising midfield they've got, especially with the addition of Thiago, who just, aside from giving away the penalty, looked great yesterday. I wouldn't get rid of him. One injury, and he's, if he isn't already, straight into that starting 11, and he is, for the most part, starting for Liverpool. So, yeah, I don't see that transfer going through unless Barcelona throw a lot more money at Liverpool. But talking of Manchester City, this is a through line with all today's news stories. Pep Guardiola, he's, of course, in his final year of his contract at Manchester City. Huge amounts of speculation, mainly fueled by this channel, probably, about what's going to be happening next with him. But he has claimed he would love to stay longer at Manchester City, but must earn the right. It's being reported today by Sky Sports. He has won 6 major trophies, of course, at Manchester City, 2 Premier League titles since 2016. Incredible achievement. It strikes me that if he is making these sorts of noises, he may well sign a new contract. I think, you know, you look at his track record, and whenever he has sort of decided his time's up at the club, everyone knows about it, pretty sharpish. And whether it be moving to a different club or just, you know, taking a break from football, it's up to him. And I still feel, collectively, he and Manchester City have a point to prove. Not in the Premier League. Obviously, they've got 100 points. They looked incredible. They will want to try and wrest that title back from Liverpool, which to me is looking a harder and harder task. I thought really showcased how great Liverpool looked yesterday, which we'll talk about in our Premier League review a little bit later on today. But also, he's going to want to win the Champions League, isn't he, after missing out last season?
You think so, yeah. But then everybody said that at Bayern Munich, where he wasn't going to leave Bayern Munich until he won the Champions League. And then he went to Manchester City. I don't know with me. See, part of me feels that I'm fully expecting Pep to walk away at the end of this season now. It's weird to say the season has started, but we are in the 2020-21 campaign. I have a feeling that he's going to go at the end of this year. Maybe they win the title, maybe they don't. But I just think with Pep, he seems that sort of manager where he wants to sample different things. And I mean, he's been successful in Spain with Barcelona, been successful in Germany in the Bundesliga with Bayern Munich, being extremely successful with Manchester City in the Premier League. And to me, I think it just, all signs point to Italy at some point in the near future. And maybe he doesn't sign a new deal, and maybe this is his final season in the Premier League. But I don't know. I'm sure if they offered enough money to Pep, maybe he'd stay. But I don't know if he's that sort of manager, really. I think he's more about the experiences.
And he loves a new challenge, doesn't he?
Exactly. And if something opens up in Italy where, I don't know, because you're looking at it, it's like, well, I don't think Juventus would be a challenge. That's the thing, because they just win the league every season. But so too do Bayern Munich, and so too did Barcelona. So, I mean, he's not been afraid to take over these teams that just win anyway. So there's always that argument to me of like, maybe, I don't know, take over an AC Milan, rejuvenate an AC Milan.
Take over my beloved Roma and just finally lead them to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Made me excited.
Sampdoria, Fiorentina. It's one of those where I mean, it's never going to happen because it's not how football works, but it's like, I'd love to see a Pep Guardiola take over like Sampdoria and just try or Parma, one of those teams. It's like,
or Chesterfield, you know.
Or Wrexham or Chesterfield, yeah. Or maybe, I don't know, it's like, wouldn't it be fun as an experiment to have Jose Mourinho take over Wycombe Wanderers, Oxford United, Rotherham, something like that, and just to see if they could get it done without Pep coming through. Okay, he's took over a Barcelona side that are already dominating Spanish football. He's took over a Bayern Munich side that were already dominating German football. And he's took over a Manchester City side that were likewise one of the powerhouses. Now go and do it with Sam. Now go and do it with, I don't know, somebody. But yeah, who knows where he'll go next? Who knows when he'll go wherever he goes next?
How they get tonight as well against Wolves, which we'll be previewing a little bit later on too.
Yeah. And speaking of Wolves, there's one transfer just to wrap things up. Wolves signing a Portuguese international.
Never.
I know, crazy. Especially in the week where they've launched their third kit, which is essentially the Portuguese home kit, which is brilliant. Nelson Semedo from Barcelona looks like he's on his way to Man U for a fee in the region of £30 million. It's been reported by all the major outlets this morning. 26 years old, joined from Benfica in 2017, has a couple of La Liga titles to himself. And like I mentioned before, Barcelona needs to raise some funds. And yeah, if they can get 30 million for Semedo, that's money they can then invest into the squad. For Wolves, this is would serve as a perfect replacement for Matt Doherty, who obviously went to Spurs for a bafflingly low amount of money earlier this summer. And Wolves have just sold Diego Jota as well for 41 million, I believe it was, to Liverpool. So there's funds there at Wolves, and there's a Portuguese international on the market. So of course they're going to go in for him. And a great footballer, a great player. And as anybody who's ever played FIFA will know, just absolutely rapid. But more than that, he's just very skillful, very technically very good. Defensively, he can sometimes go a little bit astray, but fullbacks don't need to defend these days.
He'll have Connor Cody shouting at me in no time, don't worry. Yeah, again, I'm sort of obviously seen him play sporadically for Barcelona even, but I'm mainly basing playing with him on FIFA on this. A sensational signing if this goes through for Wolverhampton Wanderers. We are being spoiled rotten with some of the signings this summer. Jadon Sancho would be the cherry on the icing on the cake if United can get him, and I reckon they may well step up that, even though the speculation is that it kind of might be dead in the water, that deal. Just because, you know, they lost to Crystal Palace over the sodding weekend. But to come back to this, like you say, I mean, if Portugal win any tournament going forward, Wolves fans will be so ecstatic because it's basically their side. I wouldn't be surprised if they get Ronaldo eventually. It's absolutely ridiculous, this, but a great signing. And like you say, with the players that they've lost recently, an important one as well. But do let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Football with iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily football podcasts out and about. Continue the conversation on Twitter at WhatCultureFC. And follow both of us. Watch there. Andrew, where can people get you on Twitter?
Yeah, you can get me at CulturedLeftPeg.
And you can find me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureFC, as I said, and myself and Andrew. We'll be back later on today to talk this weekend's Premier League action and, of course, preview tonight's game between Wolves and Man City and Aston Villa and Sheffield United. You thought I was going to forget them there, didn't you? Right, but for now, this will be the news. My thanks, Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.